Deion Brooks is a school bus driver in Atlanta. At a press conference Thursday, he described his experience from last week's snow jam.
Once they released the kids, we went ahead and we tried to get the kids home. Our last kid at First Student was dropped off at 1 a.m. We didn't get our last bus back to the base until 3:45 a.m. I was there the entire time.
Brooks continued.
This isn't something that I do for the money. I do it because I love my kids. Those kids, when they get on the bus, they become my child.
Brooks is paid for 9 months of the year and collects unemployment benefits during the summer. Under House Bill 714, he would be barred from collecting those benefits.
I'll do anything for my kids, but I still have to make sure that my family can survive. And without unemployment over the summertime, it's a strong chance that we won't be able to.
In recent years, local school systems facing tight budgets and hoping to cut costs have contracted out some services, like bus driving and cafeteria work. Instead of offering full-year salaries, these private companies hire workers only for the length of the school year, 9 months. Then during the summer, workers are encouraged to file for unemployment benefits, even when it's expected they'll return the following school year. HB 714's sponsor, Republican State Representative Mark Hamilton of Cumming, wants to send a message to those employers.
I hope those companies realize that they're going to lose their contract or they're going to lose the employees unless they adjust their wages up. I want these people to be paid that fair wage.
At a committee meeting Thursday, labor groups pushed an amendment seeking to refocus the bill to the offending employers, basically by making them pay more into the unemployment system. Delaine Adams of the AFL-CIO says that way employers would be encouraged to offer these workers full-time pay.
It's about making sure that we're not punishing the workers, actually punishing the people who are committing these abuses, which are the employers.
The committee, however, rejected the amendment. Hamilton worried the necessary tax code changes would bring unintended consequences for other businesses. He stressed the bill in its current form will end the abuse.
I say to the school bus drivers, I'm sorry that you have been put into this situation. I blame the employers.
The committee approved the bill 6-3. It now heads to the full House for a vote. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.